listening to Viral Podcasting, the place to go to learn how to generate a six-figure income or more from your podcast. To get the latest tips and information, go to viralpodcasting.com.
Hey, and welcome. You are listening to Viral Podcasting. I'm Kerry Lutz. This is show number 74. Hard to believe. And I've been trying to be consistent. Hasn't been that easy. I have been swamped. Pandemic. I have so many excuses why I could not be consistent with this show, but the show must go on, and I'm going on with it now. We'll try to be more consistent. So the best thing from the standpoint of my show, of my podcast, that happened during the pandemic, well, I'll tell you in a moment, but first, if you are looking to raise your show to another level, build massive audiences like we have, and to earn a six-figure income, or you just want to be great at it, then you've come to the right place. And I urge you, I recommend you purchase my book, Viral Podcasting, A Proven Process to Earn a Six-Figure Income from Your Show. Just go to Amazon, search Kerry Lutz or Viral Podcasting, and you will find it. So the best thing that has happened to me from the pandemic, and look, my actual workflow has not changed at all. I did add another podcast. I am doing something called Daily Market Wisdom with master trader Nick Santiago. Talk about trading stocks, how to be a successful trader, which I've become one, believe it or not, but that's neither here nor there. Point is, I added another show. I upped my workload, but I have to say, I've been having trouble with Skype. It seems that my connection is usually okay, but many people from around the globe, and I was using Skype exclusively, I just don't get a good connection. And, well, it's caused me to do a few things, but just for this show, I want to talk about Zoom. So I said, there's got to be a better way, and somebody interviewed me. We used Zoom, and the sound quality was amazing. Now, the one thing that Zoom doesn't do that Skype does is when you have a crosstalk where you're both talking at the same time, in Skype, it will damp one of the, it'll mute one of the channels, one of the speakers. Zoom, you just kind of talk over each other and it gets distorted. So you have to train yourself not to talk over your guests. But overall, the sound quality has been fabulous, and it's made it so easy to do video. It's got built-in green screen. You don't even need a green screen behind you in your office, in your studio. I just happen to have one, so I use it. But you don't even need that. So the built-in green screen, or as they call it, overlay or background, virtual background, you can put a picture, any picture you want. You could have gold bricks in Fort Knox. You could be at the steps of the White House or the Capitol. It doesn't matter. And it makes it so simple. It's really idiot-proofed green screening. Also, what is great about it is when you use Skype for video, you wind up with a split screen side by side. And if I'm doing a regular size 4x3 webcam image, and the guest is doing the widescreen 16x9, it makes them different sizes and it doesn't look right. And the video quality, it really leaves a lot to be desired. On Skype, it's really not good. So with Zoom, the coolest thing is you got your two thumbnails above the main screen, and who's ever talking is going to come up on the main screen. And then, so you could use Camtasia or a screen recording device to just record the images on your screen. So you'll have the thumbnails above it. And then beneath it, who's ever speaking, that's the big picture. And you could always do this with like ScreenFlow. There are a lot of programs out there that will enable you to do this. But the problem with them is that they require a lot of editing. And for instance, ScreenFlow, you need two feeds and you can't use a Skype feed. So you would use your camera on one end or cameras, and you'd use the other person would video theirs. And then you kind of put it together with ScreenFlow. And as you speak, your image is up there. As your guest speaks, their image is up there. Well, Zoom does it all on its own. It's remarkable. And I even subscribed to it. I paid $120. Make sure if you're going to subscribe to Zoom, you go look for coupons. I saved 20%. It's about $150 to pay for a year's supply. And I paid $120. Hey, that's the bargain discount shopper in me. The negative is, so what I tell you is when you do an interview, you must be in control. You don't want your guest to be in control because then it will become a mess. And that means cutting off your guests when they get a little too verbose. It means leading the conversation, leading the discussion. Not easy to do it. All right, this is an acquired skill. And even to this day, after I've done some 7,000 interviews, I still can have a problem with an overly aggressive guest. But overall, I still control it because on the mixer, I've got the sliders, so I can just mute them if need be. I could just hit a button and mute them out and hop right in. But there's a balance. I mean, I do get complaints on occasion, mostly on YouTube. I don't really care. You talk too much, let your guests speak more. But that's not my intent to just let the guest ramble on. My intent is to have a discussion and to have an angle on the discussion. So getting back to it, the thing that you can't do with Zoom is make an outgoing call to your guest. And that is a negative. So I'm still using Skype to some extent, but I don't really like it anymore. I'd like to dump it. It costs about the same amount as Zoom, but it's a necessary evil, and we will keep it until Zoom figures out how to give you this capability. Great things about Zoom, you can record on the cloud, which can be better than recording locally. I record locally. I've got a fast enough processor in my Mac Mini, that, you know, it's got 8 cores and it's a multi-threaded operating system that finally works the way it should. But if you're getting a bad sync between your audio and your video, not your guest necessarily, because that could be due to internet traffic and bad internet connection or not a fast enough internet connection. But if your audio and video are not in sync, then the case is probably that your computer is not able to keep up with it. And it might be that you can record it on the cloud, in which case they record it and then you download it. That might be fast enough to do it. Some computers in the last generation of the Mac Minis did this. You would just always be out of sync because the processor wasn't fast enough. Plus, I've got 16 gigs of RAM, thinking of upping it to 32 if that's possible. I've got a solid state hard drive in there, 512 gigabytes. All these things will impact the latency. That's what it's called when the voice doesn't match the video. That's called latency. All of this can affect latency. So you might want to try recording it in the cloud and then downloading it. They'll record it for you, and that could be the trick. The other thing is, like, gamers use this, an external recorder, and it's just a SSD card with a USB input, and you just, well, if you're doing the video, you get a splitter for your HDMI. I don't recommend it. It's a bit of a pain, but if you do a lot of video, it's necessary. So the beauty of Zoom is it makes these videos so simple, and everybody can be a professional video person. My next step will be using multiple cameras. I'm not quite ready for that. I think I mentioned I also subscribe to Ecamm Live because it has a virtual webcam. So you can put up your own backgrounds, you can do presentations, all of this. But with Zoom, you just share your screen. It's so simple to share your screen. I recently did a presentation on the Three Gorges Dam in China, and I had a PowerPoint. I just did it. I think you could do it with video as well. I mean, I'm sure you can, but you might, again, have latency issues. So it might be better just to drop the video into your video and refer to it accordingly. You're going to have to play around with it. But overall, Zoom's quality, with the exception of the problem of crosstalk, stepping on each other's words, is superior. There's much less distortion. And look, on any VoIP, that's voice over IP, any video platform, you're always going to get times where the voices kind of get garbled, where you get distortion, all these things. Hey, the other thing in Zoom is that you are able to record multi-track. And when you got somebody with a crummy mic or bad audio, but yours is good, multi-track recording is definitely a plus. I'm going to talk more about that later here, but I just wanted you to know, I'd love to give up Skype. Skype finally has arrived to the party, and you can do green screens there. You can put up your own background. Finally, I mean, you know, been begging for this stuff for years already, and the powers that be and their finite wisdom at Microsoft finally obliged. So this is a good thing. On Skype, it will up the quality of your professionalism doing videos. But still, recording video on Skype is completely inferior to recording video on Zoom. Zoom really is the gold standard. That's why I subscribe to it. I'm not making any money from them, so I'm not an affiliate of Zoom. I don't make any money whether you subscribe or not. I'm just sharing my experience with you and how it can up your game and enable you to easily transition to video. I'm getting over 100,000 views a month now on YouTube, and that's up from 40-something thousand just a few months ago. And the reason why is because I'm putting up more videos and people want to see you. Look, they'll listen to podcasts on YouTube. I refer to YouTube as the largest podcast server in the world, but they'd much prefer to see video. Now, one thing you will notice is that people watch your videos on YouTube for much shorter duration than they will actually listen to your podcast. YouTube viewers are different than podcast listeners. So never forget that, and never omit your podcast and opt just for video. You can do both. You can do it easily and efficiently. Do it. And that's it for this one. So any questions or comments, I'd love to hear what you have to say. I'd love to take a look at your podcast and your business model, show you how to make a six-figure income. I talk to you at a consultation. It's free. I just want to see what you're doing and how we can improve it. So it's kl@carrielutz.com, kl@carrielutz.com.
This has been another episode of Viral Podcasting. Be sure to visit us at viralpodcasting.com.